Yeah, well, Christmas Day swims and New Year's Day swims, you know, at this time of the year, the sea is very cold. And I think the main thing is that people should be very careful that they, when they go into the water, not to stay too long in there, just go in and come back out again. And never dive in, because that's too bad for the heart, or jump in. What you need to do is say, if it steps at a pier, you will go down, maybe splash yourself with some water and go in nice and easy. Or else if you're going into the sea, well, it's not too bad that way, because you'd be walking in or running in. And of course, when you're on a beach, you should always kind of walk out a wee bit and then swim back in. Just in case, if you swim out, sometimes you can get out of your depth without realizing it. So it is important to walk out and then swim back in. And you know, if you are going for a Christmas Day swim, or even swimming at this time of the year, you need to make sure you're well prepared, so that you have the proper gear with you. So say maybe a dry robe when you come out, so that you can get warm up pretty soon. You know, because this time of the year, the weather is bad, and also the sea can be very cold.
And for those not swimming, but maybe walking along the coast for, over the Christmas, what key safety advice would you give to someone?
Well, you know, our coastline, especially at this time of the year, you can have freak waves. Waves can come up. It's very important not to go too close to a cliff edge or whatever, because there's been a lot of people lost fishing and different things over the years with a freak wave coming up and washing them in. And, you know, the sea needs to be respected, especially at this time of the year, you know.
And if someone gets into trouble into the water or in spots of emergency across the coast, what should they do immediately?
Well, if they get into trouble, hopefully they'll have somebody with them. Like, you should never go alone. You should always have somebody with you. So if you do get into trouble, at least somebody can phone the emergency services, which is 999 or 112. And, you know, that's the important thing, that you don't go on your own. Because if you're on your own and you get into difficulties, unless somebody is around that sees you, you know, that's not good, you know. So it really is so important never to go swimming on your own, you know.